Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yay!
And big happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Hope y'all don't got the itis. So grab another piece of turkey with all the fixings, because we're going to finish your holiday off right. Now, keeping the Dish Nation foreign exchange program going, we got Moni Love filling in for
really?
The BRAT. That's right.
Wow, foreign exchange.
Okay. And later, Chris Hemsworth opens up about how he's raising his kids. Plus, Chili has some advice for all the single women out there that got people big mad. But first, Portia, what you got?
Well, the mommy shamers are on attack yet again. And this time, it's supermodel Heidi Klum who is their target.
Wow. Uh-oh. What now? Yeah. What she do?
Heidi says she comes under attack for letting her 14-year-old and her 8-year-old daughter wear heels on special occasions.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Don't that build your calf muscles?
What? Heidi was quoted saying, "So what if they wobble on their little heels for 20 steps from the car to the restaurant? As long as they're good kids, they have good grades, they can wear what they want to wear."
Moni, you got daughters. Like, so what's up? Would you let them do it?
No, they're not until they get bigger. Until they get older, their foot gets a bit more balance to it. Calf muscles get a bit more strength to it.
So you're talking about not letting them wear it for, like, health reasons. Whereas I think a lot of people online were attacking her because they like, you trying to let them little girls be grown.
But right. I think it's a good thing. I never get, when I was a child, I mean, I used to put on my mama's shoes.
Oh, did you?
How was your balance? Huh? How was your balance?
Fine. I mean, well, you know, you did wobble a little bit.
Right.
Though, but, you know.
I feel like your balance was impeccable, huh?
Oh, it was. Yeah. But I think women should wear heels. It's sexy.
No, well, you don't want a 14-year-old
okay,
looking sexy.
Just, no.
Keyword, exactly. 14, sexy. 8, sexy, not in the same sentence.
My mom, for one, kept me in the smallest kitten heel by
kitten
this
heel
until I was, like, what, 15 years old, full on, fluffed up shoulder dresses all the way down to my ankles.
Yes.
White stockings, black patent leather shoes. I look like a Mormon.
You rebelled against her, honey.
I look like a Mormon for real. Yes, I did.
You did. You
very sister white.
I showed her, didn't
you
I?
Rebelled
I even
her.
Named them little breasts that she used to talk about.
Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. You done got Coco Chanel and then some.
And then some. Got that right.
All right, guys. Well, Mila Kunis is saying no to reuniting with Ashton Kutcher on screen.
Oh, I thought I missed it.
That was the little catch part. You see, the married couple and former co-stars of that 70s show, they haven't acted together in about 12 years or so. Mila says, probably not gonna happen. In a scene with him, I was like, oh, I see you acting. And he looked at me and was like, what's that face you make? We can't be together in a scene. You can catch each other on, like, weird shtick, so to speak, you know?
If you both actors and actresses, you kind of want to do a job to get away from the house. Like, when work is staring you in the face all day, then you go home and, ooh, like, still got to be,
but
like, in each other's face?
That's like a double standard, because a lot of these actors met on the set.
Yeah.
And then fell in love on the set.
And, like, no one wants to, like, have that curse. Like, when Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez did
Don't
Geely.
Do it, don't do it, don't do it.
I'm
oh, Geely.
Oh, don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, why did you say it?
That was bad.
That was terrible.
I mean, would y'all want
to... I'm sorry.
Would y'all want to do something with your significant other?
I feel like the sex scene would be really good, though.
I'd love to smash his face in.
Like, beat him up?
Oh, really?
Like, if we was in a scene together and I had to smash his face in, that would be good.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, violent.
You want something? You got something you want to tell us? Because, honey, you can feel it right here.
All right, we'll move it on. Let's talk about Chili from the group TLC. Now, she has some love advice for y'all. Now, y'all remember that reality show she had back in 2010, What Chili Wants?
Good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to use a matchmaker to find her Prince Charming, and Struggle City it was.
Yes,
it was. This whole, like, list of demands that read out like a scroll. Anyway, so the 47-year-old singer who used to date Usher, Nick Cannon, and Floyd Mayweather has a new approach to dating.
Oh, okay.
Her advice for women still searching for the one is to be open to other races.
Oh, man, okay.
But, you know, African-American women usually don't be open to other races, which I think they should be open to other races, because black men will sell you quickly, honey.
The black men open to other races?
Yes.
We need to open on up,
that's
too.
Right.
Y'all got to unball your fist and get to it. Come to the light side. In a recent interview, she said, "I want for women, especially women of color, to not be so closed-minded when it comes to love. You may not find your husband because you're all trying to stick to one group. You've got to be open."
Mm. I think probably one of the main reasons that nobody talks about that black women don't go for white men is because they're thinking about the stereotype about their body parts. But it's not true.
It's not true. Because Leroy ain't all what you think
he
is.
He sure ain't, honey.
Funny.
I've seen some darker ones who were tall and ain't had nothing going on.
That's right, honey.
Baby food.
Pinkies.
Yeah, thank you.
It's amazing how black women are usually scared or afraid to date out the race. You know?
Yeah, but they shouldn't be, because we're all humans at the end of the day, and if you have chemistry with somebody, you need to explore it. You can't be closing your box like that.
Closing the box? Like,
wait a minute. Whoa.
Yeah, that's right.
Open the box to everybody.
Oh, that might be worse.
Okay. Guys, if you come for Chris Hemsworth family, you better be ready for war.
Uh-oh.
That's right. This fine actor recently graced the cover of GQ and talked about trading Hollywood for the Down Under.
You come from a land down under.
That's right. In his interview with GQ magazine, he made it clear he's very protective of his family, especially his children.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yes. Who would want smoke with Thor?
Exactly.
I would leave him alone. His family, his pets, everybody. I don't want no problems.
Right. He mentioned one incident when the Paps tried to take a photo of his son naked.
Wait, what?
And said, "I just very pointedly and definitely said, don't you dare. I was close to destroying that camera."
Why was a photographer that close to his naked son?
Right. Yeah, why was his son naked in the public? Was he in the public
or what? Because, guys, y'all know when y'all out with y'all kids and he has multiple kids, he probably was trying to quick change one of the kids on his lap. You know what I'm saying? And that booty was out, and they tried to take the picture.
I've been guilty of the parking lot diaper change.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, okay. You're good to do that.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes you want to put that stinky baby back in the car.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't care if your child naked, just born, was fell out in the street. It's about a picture for the paparazzi.
Yeah.
So
do y'all think it's exploiting the kids when some of these celebs do allow the paps to take pics?
I mean, depending on people's, like, level of thirst or need for attention, sometimes you gotta bring that kid out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Man, people ain't taking a picture of me by myself.
Yeah, it's almost like DJ Khaled. Everywhere he go, his son goes.
See, that's a good example.
Yep.
Well, speaking of family, Tracee Ellis Ross is dishing on her TV family from Black-ish. Now, the actress dropped by the Jimmy Kimmel Show to talk about the hit series, and when Jimmy mentioned how great the kids are, Tracee responded and said, "And yet, they like to shame me for being older." She went on to say the kids make fun of her for not knowing the latest in pop culture and reprimanded her for being a terrible texter. Now, it's messed up, man. They making fun of her because she's older. Like, do the kids in your family make fun of you?
What? Are you kidding?
What do they do?
You're not even ancient.
Listen, exactly. Yes, my knees got more cracked than Harlem in the 80s, okay? Yes, and they absolutely make fun of me, Portia. They do. Oh, they do, Gary. Like, my texting, they make fun of my texting. I saw them on a group text with each other, and they messed up and made me be in on it by mistake. And they were amongst themselves laughing, saying, "Did you see Mom using emojis?"
No,
were you using the right emojis, or were you using the wrong ones?
Just period. Because I don't really use emojis.
Gary, you know, we'd be cracking on you a lot.
Yes, y'all do. I'm just not into it. All that texting and emojiing and... I have to ask everybody, Haircrack, I have to set my music. Haircrack, how you put the music on? Haircrack be programming my Spotify. I'm like, I don't know, do all that stuff.
One day, Gary walked in with his phone and handed me a CD and said, "Put this on here."
No, he didn't.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Gary.
It's like it don't work that way, bro.
Oh, you're leaving, kid.
I believe that.
Up next, we're going to tell you how a hall pass might help save your relationship. All of this and much more right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Somebody out there who might want to stop giving out career advice. And that person would be none other than Star Wars actor Mark Hamill.
Oh, really?
Luke. Who wants advice from him?
Well, he's had a pretty dope career. Like, I mean, he's done Star Wars. He was like the voice of the Joker.
True.
Or
Ice Skater, Dr. Hamill's brother.
Nah, that's a different person.
No, let the force be with you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill recently revealed that he didn't give the best advice to Arnold Schwarzenegger at the start of his career. He told the actor to lose his accent and last name if he wanted to get cast in wider range roles, because no one could pronounce his name.
Oh, that's definitely bad advice, because that is exactly what got him famous.
But he didn't have any hard feelings towards Hamill's advice. He told reporters the advice was absolutely correct and under any normal circumstances, and those were the rules back then. I just happened to be a rule breaker.
I think it should be Arnold Nagger.
Yeah, just Nagger. Then I wouldn't have to be ashamed of getting it wrong.
Yeah. No! That sounds even worse than Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Nagger?
Yes.
And the weird part is, like, I picture Mark Hamill giving him this advice dressed as Luke Skywalker on Tatooine. So I'm pretty sure he was just looking at this little dude like, for real?
Right. Well, moving on. Two can play that game, or maybe three, or maybe four.
Huh?
That's right. A poppin' London couple is telling the world how an open relationship has saved their relationship. According to reports, a man claimed his girlfriend gave him a hall pass, a.k.a. smash pass.
Gross.
To sleep around, and so far he slept with, guess how many people, guys?
How many?
Five.
Over 200 women.
How long was this hole?
I'm disgusted.
The pass is extended?
So the man apparently tried swinging parties. Okay. He also tried threesomes, but that wasn't enough. He needed to be with women on his own. Well, his girlfriend admitted when she was asked by her bae about having an open relationship, she wasn't happy, but now she is accepting of it, and she has the freedom to do her own thing and have affairs as well.
Operative word, this ain't his wife. This is his girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Like, you're actually one of the other girls, and you don't even know it. Like,
thank
if your dude
you.
Slept with 200 people
right.
while he was with you.
Thank you. There you go.
You're the side chick.
Like, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't.
So you wouldn't ask for one?
I would ask for one?
Well,
no,
oh,
no. Here's the thing. You have to create the condition in which it can happen accidentally.
Oh, this is so rubbish.
I mean, that's called cheating. No.
Like, you try to get a threesome to go, anything can happen.
So if anything can happen with you, could anything happen for her?
No, I get
typical male.
All right, so moving on. Life wasn't always luxurious for Shaquille O'Neal and Venus Williams. Shaq recently revealed his first big check was spent dropping more than $1 million on his first hour of signing his NBA contract.
Wow.
He told reporters he bought cars, paid off his mother's house, and of course he had to buy some swag. Talk about rings, diamonds, etc.
Nice. What's wrong with that?
In the first hours.
Now, tennis star Venus Williams, however, played it safe with her first big check worth $559,000. The star revealed to reporters she went straight to the bank and said, I just didn't want to become a statistic or one of those athletes that had it all, then in the end had nothing.
Tragic.
So, like, the first time y'all got caked off for something proper, what was the first dumb thing y'all bought?
My first record deal, I was 16 years old.
Really?
Right?
Uh-huh.
And this was a very long time ago, ladies and gents and boys and girls. So I didn't know what to do with money, and it was pounds I got paid in, which at the time was double what it is.
Here.
So £500,000.
It's like $1 million American.
And that's what I got signed for. I bought trainers, which is what you call sneakers here.
Yeah.
And a gold tooth. That was it.
Oh.
So you still have the rest?
The what?
You still got the rest?
That's what I've been spending all my old life.
Your whole life.
Oh, so you were small with your money. Like,
yeah. So now I'm old, and the records ain't being put out anymore.
That's real smart.
I didn't do push it.
Oh.
She was not in salt and pepper.
Oh. Up next, Michael B. Jordan and Jennifer Lopez have new movies out. We're going to decide if you should tick it or skip it. Up next. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now it is the Thanksgiving holiday, and people like to get away from their family sometimes and check out a movie. That's Todd. That is why we're back with Ticket or Skip It. Now, we got a couple options for you. Your dude, Michael B. Jordan, he has a brand new movie out called Creed 2.
Oh, no.
And this will definitely shake that itis off your system when you go check it out at the theaters. Chill.
In the ring, you got rules. Outside, you got nothing. You got everything to lose. This guy's got nothing to lose.
I ain't got a choice.
That's the same thing your father said, and he died right here in my hands.
But you don't think I could beat him?
I was afraid I couldn't live up to these expectations.
This is more than just a fight.
Inside my DNA. Yup, our boy Michael B. Jordan is back and swinging, and it looks like this time around he's fighting somebody from the Drago family.
That looks good.
I'm
that
hyped.
Looks good.
I'm gonna skip it.
But Portia, Moni, we y'all
looking at? I'll see it.
That's a ticket for you.
That's the ticket for me.
Portia?
Skip it.
Why?
I like the original. So unless it's the original Drago, all in all.
He would be like 62 or something.
Right. And yes, have you ever fought an old man? They are strong as hell.
Have you?
Well, I've seen it.
I won't move it on. There's another movie if you like chick flicks. Jennifer Lopez is back at it again, this time with Leah Remini, and they got a movie called Second Act. Now, J-Lo shows how New York City girls hustle to make their dreams a reality. Take a look.
Do you ever look at your life and wonder how you got there? If you made different choices, would you be happier?
Arthur got his MBA from Duke. He's the best man for the job.
No, sir. I am.
Does the lady call for you? Something about a job interview?
Your resume interests me. Wharton Business School.
I'm sorry, what?
You said you wanted to be fancy, so I just, like, Cinderella'd your ass?
I'm gonna be your hero, trying to save the day.
Wow, this is my office? The only employee we have who speaks Mandarin is me.
我觉得他非常自大. Oh, 要挤他肛门线了.
要挤他的肛门线.
I like her.
Yes. Ticket. I love J-Lo when she acts, baby. She's just, like, so cool, and she's a natural plus. She's in it with her bestie, Leah. Yes. I think it's so cute.
Okay, you don't look too enthralled.
Yeah, I mean, Gary.
I like J-Lo somewhat, but I don't like the idea she never acknowledged honey being a fly girl or being with Puffy.
What?
So like, does she have to announce this before she comes into
the
room?
Well, she should let her, instead of doing a movie like how that she hustled, she didn't hustle.
This is written script that they gave to her. She's doing an acting job.
Biopic. God. Skip it, ticket for me.
Yes, yes.
I'm here for J-Lo and Leah Remini. I'm Nick.
Up next, honey, we'll tell you why the song Hit Me Baby One More Time got no TLC right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So y'all remember the song Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
That reached number one, making Britney Spears the pop star princess she is now.
Yes.
Well, it celebrated its 20-year anniversary this year.
Wow.
That's right. That song came out in 1998.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long ago. Mm-hmm.
Well, the song was originally offered to your favorite girl group, TLC, but they said hell no to the song. T-Boz, one of the members of the group, told the reporter, I was like, I like the song, but do I think it's a hit? Do I think it's TLC? I'm not saying Hit Me Baby One More Time.
You know, it's one of those things where it's a great song, but it's a great song for Britney Spears.
The thing about TLC, they were crazy, sexy, cool.
Exactly.
Right? They were like the it girls of being cool.
They
right?
were the
so come
girls.
On, Hit Me Baby.
Cool.
Come on, y'all.
The coolness of the TLC coolness. Is what made it that song not fit with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just like Flatline being for Britney Spears or something.
Oh, she could have rocked it.
How would Britney did it?
She would have been like, Flatline. Flatline. She would have made that a hit, honey.
Yes, honey.
Damn, Britney, you want me to write you a hit, girl?
That's a remix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it.
If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.